Give me that screw.
I don't have it.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
Give it to me, Bender.
This song is about what we believe in. I know it's what you believe in. Bullshit when you say rock and roll all night, party every day.
Now, with a look at people and places in the news, here's Weekend Update's Opera Man.
Lift up an Olimparista, Pentagon is mucho pista. Watch out the back, watch out the crotchy, it's a Sergeant Liberace. Hillary, la advisor. Hillary, aggressiva. Hillary, a power tripper. El presidente es puso whipper. El buffalo destroyó el choco ferriero. Aprimen devastado, luso mucho dinero.
You're a Anna Aresta. You Anna Aresta. Airport on no sweet. You pack a doggy. You Anna Aresta.
970 Charzo. Every breed dog get it on the end. Convenience pantalone. Serious just go. He's stamp on the. That's all. That's the end. Upperman. Bye. 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 Bye.
No. 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 Oh, no. Gracias. Oh, yes. Oh, Kevin.
Upperman.
I wanna tell you something, baby, that you don't know. No, you don't know. And I'm gonna tell you, fuck, you better listen to me. Cause it's alright. Yeah, it's alright.
It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. All night long.
You were out doing your job.
I wasn't fucking there!
Oh, look at you, torn apart by guilt. You didn't do anything wrong. You're an honest cop. You didn't take money. You had to testify against them even after they threatened your family. Most people would never testify against those guys. They're not like you. You had to do the right thing.
And where was God?
He could have stopped it, but he didn't. He fucked you. And then he made you feel guilty. Me, I don't do guilt. I didn't do what happened here. He did. Now, you just think about that, and you tell me who's really your friend.
I can make it like it never happened, all for the price of a stranger's address.
No!
You will never see the girl.
Oh, you see, now you're upsetting me. You don't want to see me upset, believe me.
Oh, you want to fuck with me? You think you know bad, huh? You're a fucking choir boy compared to me. A choir boy!
You're in touch with your anger. I really like that. I don't know about you, but I'm going to have a drink.
You and I are so much alike.
Nothing alike. Nothing.
Look at yourself. Look at this. Look at what you are now. You walked away from the light just like me. You want one?
You need to get out now.
Come on. You know what's in your heart. We're on the same side.
I'm not on your side. And I never will be.
Why? You're on his side? He's the one who took away your family. Let me tell you something about him. He is the biggest underachiever of all time. He just did a good publicist, that's all. Something good happens, it's his will. Something bad happens, he moves in mysterious ways. You take that overblown press kit they call the Bible, you look for the answer in there. What did they tell you? Shit happens. Please. He treated you like garbage, you walked away. I'm not the bad guy.
What about the end of days?
Think of it as a new beginning, a change of management, and you'll be right there with me on the ground floor. It will be so cool. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you really want, and I'll give it to you.
I tell you what I want. I want you to go to hell.
You see, sometimes the problem is hell
comes to you.
See those insignificant little dots down there? Uh-huh. You see them? That's what you mean to me. Now give me the girl.
Not today.
In your heart and tell me you don't want to die. All you gotta do is take my hand, and I'll give you back everything that he took away.
Prime Minister's talk to Moscow. They're saying it was an accident during a routine training exercise.
Governments change. The lies stay the same.
What else do we know about the Yanis Syndicate?
Top flight arms dealers headquartered in St. Petersburg. First outfit to restock the Iraqis during the Gulf War. The headman's unreliably described, no photographs. The woman, on a top, is our only confirmed contact.
Would you care for a drink?
Thank you. Your predecessor kept some cognac in the top.
I prefer bourbon. Ice?
Yes.
We've pulled the files on anyone who might have had access or authority at Seven Eye. The top name on the list is an old friend of yours, I understand.
Oromov. They made him a general.
He sees himself as the next Iron Man of Russia, which is why our political analysts rule him out. He doesn't fit the profile of a traitor.
Are these the same analysts who said the GoldenEye couldn't exist? Who said the helicopter posed no immediate threat and wasn't worth following?
You don't like me, Bond. You don't like my methods. You think I'm an accountant. A bean counter, more interested in my numbers than your instincts.
The thought had occurred to me.
Good. Because I think you're a sexist, misogynist dinosaur. A relic of the Cold War. Whose boyish charms, though wasted on me, obviously appeal to that young woman I sent out to evaluate you.
Point taken.
Not quite, 007. If you think for one moment I don't have the balls to send a man out to die, your instincts are dead wrong. I've no compunction about sending you to your death. But I won't do it on a whim, even with your cavalier attitude towards life. I want you to find GoldenEye. Find who took it, what they plan to do with it, and stop it. And if you should come across Oromov, guilty or not, I don't want you running off on some kind of vendetta. Avenging Alec Trevelyan will not bring him back.
You didn't get him killed.
Neither did you. Don't make it personal.
Never.
Bond. Come back alive.
Oh, Another drug turns harmless people into wild beasts.
Thank you. time I want. You're so easy to receive. Let's see how my ears around the planet. Now the mother, no, 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 I won't
face. I had an accident. Another accident. You know, you got to be more careful.
What the hell happened to my car?
Well, your bottom hose is shot, too. Rotted clean through. I put a new one in there. Runs like a dream now.
How much?
Well, let's see. You got parts and labor. Let's just call it $150.
How much?
Well, $150.
To replace a goddamn radiator hose?
A goddamn radiator hose in a 1964 and a half Mustang. Do you know how
it's
long it
Ford.
Took?
It's a Ford. It's not a Ferrari. It's a goddamn Ford.
It's not just a Ford. It's a 1964 and a half Mustang.
What's that got to do with a radiator hose?
I don't know. But it's the reason that I'm living here. And you're just passing through. Now, you owe me $150.
Look, man, I just got rolled half an hour ago for everything I got.
Well, why don't you just get your American Express gold card out there and call the guy on TV with a big schnoz.
I don't have a credit card.
I sure hope you know how to wash dishes or shovel shit, because you're going to have to work this off, bud.
Look, I got a Movado. It's worth $700-$800 easy. You could sell it for that.
Well, shit, sell it to who? I can't see no numbers.
You don't have to be numbers on it. That's why it's expensive. Look at the gold.
No day, no date, shit. As far as I can tell, this ain't worth a duck's part. Looky here. I've got that one for $3.75. It's got every doodad you can ever imagine on it. I believe I'll just stick with it.
You son of a bitch! My lawyer will shut you down.
You ain't got no credit cards, but you got a lawyer? Listen, you sweet talk me all you want to, but didn't you read this sign right here?
What fucking sign?
I want my car.
I want my $150.
Thank you.
Nowhere through a caravan around campfire light, a lovely woman in motion with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman.
Yeah. She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her and kiss and forever whisper in her ear.
I love you, gypsy woman.
I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the of all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her, the gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman.
Diesel against Razor Ramon, the non-title matchup. And again, more power moves possessed by Diesel. Awesome package this Diesel is.
McMahon, quit informing the humanized with bad information.
What do you mean?
It can't be a title match. It's not a non-title match. And that's not the Intercontinental Champion right there. Shawn Michaels is the undisputed champion.
Right in my ring, the series of it breaks the hold. Razor coming off the rope now. Going underneath the roundhouse and, oh no!
Oh.
Did you see that? Diesel, with things well in hand and things do not look good at all for Razor, and drops him across the buckle. And Razor is in bad shape. Diesel taking his time and covering. Back down to the canvas, hooks the leg, two in, no!
Oh, he had him, come
no,
on!
He did not. From our vantage point and the referees, you can clearly see the right shoulder was up. A close call on the part of Razor Ramon. Back to the power hold. Back to more damage done in the lower back. Diesel's strategy is working here on Monday Night Raw.
Well, I did give him a few tips last week. You know, did you happen to catch the full eclipse of the moon last night?
Perhaps that explains your attitude then, Mr. Heenan.
My attitude?
Yes.
I saw the eclipse of the moon.
I see.
I was at Cindy's Dance Land.
Oh, really?
Boy, when they started dancing, they
would you please stop it? This is Monday Night Raw. It's a family show. Razor is having his problems. Not unsuspectingly, however.
Uh-oh.
Razor trying to muster up something. And some sort of offense. And again, uh-oh. Well, he's aggressive. Razor Ramon from the street.
Oh.
In that maneuver. Right into the kisser. Razor Ramon going up now. And bulldog.
And he didn't get him good. He didn't get him
good. No.
See, he did not get him good. There's no doubt about it. Ramon is a street kid. He's a fighter.
Razor with those hard right hands. A turnaround and another right hand. Diesel is out of it. Diesel's up in the air. Diesel slamming the canvas. Yes, here it comes. The Razor's edge.
Why don't you take some of that money in
there? And here we go. The big man Diesel's going up. Who's that?
Shawn Michaels. That's Shawn Michaels, the Intercontinental Champion.
Shawn Michaels attacking Razor Ramon from behind. An obvious discipline. Look at that. Unbelievable boot to the head of Razor Ramon. What's he doing?
I think he's taking what belongs to him.
Hey, wait a minute. That is Razor Ramon's Intercontinental Championship belt. Do something about it. He has the belt in there. He's setting up Razor Ramon. He's going to pile drive it.
Yes.
He's going to pile drive it down in the belt.
You want the belt? You can have the belt.
Look at this. Wait a minute. That's the 1-2-3 cannon now.
What's he doing there?
A 1-2-3 kick! Oh, Shawn Michaels all the way over the top rope!
Oh, here we go!
How about that? An obvious setup on the part of Diesel and Shawn Michaels! But it backfired! Thanks to the 1-2-3 kick! And take a look at that, Bobby Heenan!
Punk, the 1-2-3 kick. Ever since he showed up on Monday Night Raw, he's been a force in everyone's sight.
I can hear so much in your sight, and I can see so much in your eyes. There are words we both could say. Shoulder, come close, Lord.
You might think it's foolish what you put Just chance you.